The Ambrosial Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 16, The Angelic and the Demonic, Daivasura Sampat Yoga. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Blessed Lord Sri Krishna said, fearlessness, purity, and every aspect of one's existence. Perseverance in the cultivation of spiritual wisdom, generosity, control of the mind and senses, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedic scriptures, austerity and straightforwardness, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, compassion for all living beings, and freedom from greed. Renunciation, serenity, absence of fault-finding, gentleness, humility, and steadiness of resolve, vigor, forgiveness, patience and cleanliness, and freedom from malice and from the expectation of honor. These qualities are found within saintly persons endowed with divine character, O Arjuna. Hypocrisy, arrogance, egotism, anger, harshness, and certainly ignorance. Such are the attributes of those endowed with a demonic temperament. The saintly characteristics lead to liberation, whereas the demonic traits lead to bondage. But you have no cause for worry, O Pandav, for you are endowed with the divine attributes from your very birth. There are two classes of beings in this world, the angelic and the demoniac. I have described the angelic qualities in detail. Now please hear from me about the demonic qualities. Persons of demonic temperament cannot distinguish between a proper action, which should be done, and an improper action, which one should refrain from doing. Neither cleanliness nor truthfulness, nor even ordinary good conduct is found in them. The demonic say, this universe has no foundational basis in absolute truth, nor is there any God in control of the universe. The simple fact is that this universe has randomly come into being, and there is no origin of life other than lustful interaction. Holding this view, such lost souls of meager intelligence rise to power and promote barbaric, inhumane activities. They are enemies of the world, bent on its destruction. Obsessed with insatiable lust, intoxicated by conceit, arrogance, and hypocrisy, which accompany delusion, and embracing false creeds and cruel policies, they proceed with their corrupt motives. And their anxieties are immeasurable, and they tenaciously cling to their selfish desires up until the very moment of death, convinced that continuous gratification of the material senses is the highest objective of life. They say there is nothing beyond this. trapped in a web composed of 100 hopes, dedicated to the ideals of lust and anger. The demonic seek to accumulate wealth and fulfill their selfish ambitions by any unjust means, for the sole purpose of enjoying the senses. The demonic, atheistic person thinks, "This has been obtained by me today, and I shall acquire that as well according to my wishes. This wealth and property is already mine, and that also shall become mine in the future." That enemy has been slain by me, and others will be similarly slain. Ishvaraham aham bhogi, siddham balavan sukhi. I am the controller and enjoyer of others' lives. I am successful, I am powerful, and I am happy. I am so opulent, so sophisticated. Who else can compare with me? I shall perform sacrifices for all the public to see. I shall give charity, and I shall rejoice. Such are the musings of persons completely deluded by ignorance. Thus carried away by their many fantasies, completely enveloped in a cocoon of delusion, and strongly attached to fulfilling their cravings for sense pleasures, the demoniac atheists fall into the musty, squalid atmosphere of hell. Egotistical, obstinate, and intoxicated by the pride that accompanies wealth, they hypocritically perform sacrifices in name only, and even then, not according to the scriptural injunctions. Firmly adhering to lust, anger, and the false notion that I am the doer, propelled by the fuel of insolence and crude aggression, the demoniac despise me who am abiding within their own body and in the bodies of all their beings. The hateful, the cruel, the most vile and low-minded among humankind, I perpetually hurl them into the wombs of demons. Entering demoniac wombs birth after birth, the deluded, not approaching me, gradually sink down into the lowest condition of existence. Asurim yonamappana, mudha janmani janmani, mama prapyevakonteya, tato yant yaddamam gatim. Trividam narakasyeram dwaram nashanamatmanaha, kama krodas tata lobas tasmarita trayam tyajet. Lust, anger, greed, these are three doors which lead to this hell. Therefore one should abandon this greatly self-destructive triad of lust, anger, and greed. Turning away from these three dwaras, doorways, which lead to darkness, a person thus behaves in a way which is in his own best interests, and gradually he proceeds toward the supreme destination. Yashastravidyam utsrijya vartate kamakarita nasasirma vapnoti nasukam naparam gatim. But one who ignores the scriptural injunctions and whimsically follows his own inclinations attains neither success nor happiness, nor the supreme goal of human life. Therefore, the Holy Scriptures should be the basis upon which you determine your standards as to what is proper action and what is forbidden action. And upon understanding the scriptural injunctions, you should perform your prescribed duty here in this world. Ascends 16th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, The Angelic and the Demoniac.